Questions. In Mandarin, there are two ways to ask yes-no questions. By using
ma,
a spoken question word at the end of the question, or by using a verb negative form of the verb combination.
Ma
is more often used, especially in conversation, as it is perceived as a faster way to pose a question. For example, you can ask either
你想喝茶吗?
Meaning, would you like to drink tea? Or
你想不想喝茶?
You would, wouldn't like to drink tea. Either form is equally correct. Climate. Mainland China is slightly larger than the United States. Due to its large landmass, the climate ranges from subarctic in the north to tropical in the south. Consequently, the Chinese are likely to experience everything from monsoons and droughts to tsunamis and earthquakes. China's population of 1.2 billion, five times that of the United States, is largely centered in the eastern part of the country. The terrain in the west consists largely of mountains and deserts. Although China boasts some of the world's longest rivers, only land in the east is fertile enough to support agriculture. Currency. Currency in China is called renminbi, or the people's currency, the
yuan
being the standard unit of renminbi. Only in recent years has the government allowed renminbi to be taken out of the country and exchanged for foreign currency. Transportation and communication. For most of the Chinese, travel is done on bikes, buses, trains, or on foot. Very few people own cars. Domestic air travel is expensive and is used primarily by businessmen. The government is creating a network of highways that will eventually link the major cities. Communication systems exist in the major cities and in some less urban areas. All TV channels are operated by the government. Local stations, as well as radio stations, must have official approval. The telephone system is also government-owned and operated and continues to expand. Computers, fax machines, electronic mail, and other modern forms of communication are largely available only to well-to-do urbanites. Education. In 1978, China adopted an education policy that mandates compulsory education for 9 years. This policy requires students to finish primary school and middle school. Each family is charged a fee per term to send a child to school. Thereafter, students who wish to pursue further education must pass rigorous exams for the high school level and beyond. Entrance to a national university or college requires passing an exam which takes place every July. Due to the exam's difficulty and the harsh weather in that month, students have nicknamed it Black July. Most of the students who complete a higher education are trained as specialists in fields such as engineering and the sciences in order to further China's development. The notes you have just listened to are also printed in the booklet, which accompanies Pimsleur's Mandarin 1. This has been a Simon & Schuster audio presentation.